Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark McCulley of the Certified Angus Beef Program. Back with Mark in just a moment.
Bone mass, power, and the ruggedness you need, that's what you'll get at the Grass to Grid Bull Sale hosted by Griswold Cattle. Owners John and Jeannie Griswold invite you to join them Saturday, April 13th in Beaver, Oklahoma for this year's sale. Featuring 250 bulls, 250 cows, and 250 heifer calves, possessing the finest Angus, Sim Angus, and Main Angus genetics around. For more information, click over to GriswoldCattle.com or call John at 405-780-3300. If it's consistent quality you demand, this is the place to get it. Now go mark your calendar, April 13th, Griswold Cattle's Grass to Grid Bull Sale.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here inviting you to the 2019 Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas. You'll learn from industry-leading experts including Temple Grandin, Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert, Cattle Facts, and many others. Register now by calling 806-323-9114. That's 323-9114. Don't miss the year's top beef cattle event, including over 60 trade show vendors and the best beef meals you'll ever enjoy. Arguably, Certified Angus Beef is the most recognizable beef brand out there. And one of those that's had a part to play in the success is Mark McCulley, Vice President for Production for Certified Angus Beef. He says the success story has been one in the making from a lot of different directions, including cattle producers who have stepped up and raised the right kind of cattle. It's been a fun ride.
Yeah, it has really been a fun story to tell, Ron. I think we've seen tremendous growth in the brand over its 40 going on now 41 year history, and it's because the consumer ultimately, it's about cattlemen responding to consumer needs and demands, and the consumer, we've put a way better higher quality beef product out in front of our consumer as a whole, and our beef cattlemen have just done such a great job of elevating the quality level and the ultimate experience of their end product. We see demand awfully strong there out there today. So brands like ours, we continue to really work up in that premium end and prime, and man, that growth has just been outstanding for year after year.
You mentioned the high choice and that prime level of grading the beef products now, the beef carcasses. We've got more of those than ever before.
Yeah, absolutely. Really pretty fascinating, honestly, when you sit back and kind of look at and understand how slow our industry typically moves, and understanding generation intervals of cattle, it takes a while, right, to make some improvements. But cattlemen have been at this for a while, and it's really, I think, manifesting itself out there today in the marketplace. And so as a result, our program, if we just look back in the last 10 years, you know, we've doubled the number of cattle that are qualifying into our brand from 2.5 million up. We'll do over 6 million head certified into the Certified Angus Beef brand today. That represents almost 1 in 5 fed cattle in North America today. I think with these high quality programs like Certified Angus Beef, maybe historically we've thought of them as kind of a small niche part of our industry. As they've all grown in the prime category, we're up close to 10% of our fed cattle grade in prime today. It's a major, major driver and contributor to overall cattle prices and just the overall demand we have today.
It was fascinating to me at the Angus convention this last fall there in Columbus, the talk that actually, as a category, Certified Angus Beef is larger than Select.
Yeah, you know, those lines intersected 2 years ago, which has been pretty incredible to watch. So today we see that whole shift in our population and how those cattle grade. We've got more prime. We've got today, as you said, more Certified Angus Beef qualifying cattle than we have cattle being stamped USDA Select. And that's, again, just, I think, a result of a very intentional focus on improving the marbling specifically in our cow herd. And, man, the end product is a bunch better because of it.
You've had a hand, and you've had to help direct the efforts to come up with those 6 million head of cattle. How have you been able to accomplish that?
Well, it really all boils down to pull-through demand. I think we do some things and work with cattlemen and try to be a resource to provide best practices and help learnings from one place and communicate those out to other ranchers to utilize. But ultimately comes back to more demand being created for the product, which creates a spread and a premium out in that marketplace and an incentive for cattlemen to select for more quality, for us to manage those cattle in a way that maximizes their quality. So it really boils down to pull-through demand. If the dollars weren't there, if the true consumer wasn't paying more for this product in the end, you know, none of this kind of growth is really sustainable.
Mark McCulley, Vice President for Production for Certified Angus Beef, talking about the success story that the Angus breed has enjoyed with this branded program. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044, Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.